with SRN News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The House this past week delivered a rebuke to President Biden for pausing that shipment of weapons to Israel. It passed legislation that seeks to force the weapons transfer. House Speaker Mike Johnson.
Joe Biden is turning his back on Israel and trying to dictate to the prime minister there, Netanyahu, and his team, how to prosecute the war, how to defend themselves. He's trying to micromanage their effort there.
Johnson's full interview can be heard today on the Salem News program This Week on the Hill. Nearly 1 million homes and businesses remained without power yesterday from Texas to Louisiana after fierce thunderstorms swept hurricane-force winds through the area, including in Houston. Bob Orovec is a lead forecaster at the National Weather Service.
A lot of heavy rain. Yeah, and there's a lot of severe reports also. There was a lot of high wind reports that stretched across southwest to central Texas towards the Houston area.
Officials say the storm blew out windows from downtown skyscrapers and toppled transmission towers. And the National Weather Service warning people to be careful with that hot weather as they take part in the rigorous effort of cleaning up after the storm. World number one player Scottie Scheffler was arrested early Friday morning following an incident with an officer outside the Valhalla Golf Club site of the PGA Championship. The European Union has launched a formal investigation into Meta. Tayshia Stevens explains.
The EU says the social media giant is failing to protect children on its platforms. The probe focuses on whether Facebook and Instagram are addictive to young users and if parent company Meta is doing enough to protect kids. If Meta is found not to be in compliance with the European Commission's Digital Services Act, a new law for online platforms, then it could be fined as much as 6% of its global revenue or forced to change its software. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
And this is SRN News. Christians are nervous about artificial intelligence. Michael Harrington has the results of a new study.
In fact, most Americans are nervous about AI, fearing that it will ultimately do more harm than good. But the latest poll released by the American Bible Society finds that believers have a heightened concern about AI and how it will be used. ABS spokesman John Plake says, quote, "Practicing Christians are more likely to say the bad results of AI will outweigh the good, and the greatest uncertainty is at the intersection of AI and faith." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Colorado is the latest state seeking to make itself an abortion destination. One Colorado Abortion Fund says it has helped hundreds of women terminate their pregnancies so far this year. All the numbers have risen to about $285,000 for some 350 women since the beginning of this year, paid for by One Colorado Abortion Fund. The Cobalt Abortion Fund says it spent all that money. This is SRN News. An honor for a cat.
A Vermont university has bestowed the honorary degree of Doctor of Literature on a cat named Max, who has become a beloved member of the community. Vermont State University's Castleton campus is honoring the feline ahead of student graduation Saturday for his friendliness. The school says in a Facebook post that Max the cat has been an affectionate member of the Castleton family for years. The popular tabby lives in a house with his human family on the street that leads to the main entrance to campus. Keith Peters reporting.
The U.S. Navy strike group's flagship aircraft carrier, the USS Ronald Reagan, has left its Japanese home port. The carrier is wrapping up a nearly 9-year deployment in the Indo-Pacific, where it served a key role in the U.S. effort to bolster defense ties with Japan and other partners in the region. The carrier is set to be replaced later this year by the USS George Washington. More details at SRNNews.com.